The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, once again welcome to our program. And inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, today our topic is about the greed, good greed and the bad greed. Maybe many viewers hearing first time the good greed as well. We always know the greed is a bad thing, but somewhere the good greed is always good and bad greed is always bad. So inshallah, with many examples also in Quran Pak, in many ahadith and Buzurgan Deen Waqiyat, inshallah today we will mention. And also the greed, if it's bad, the consequences of the bad greed and how they affect not only on your life but also your family life and your future generation as well. And inshallah, the good greed is always when you sit with the good people, with the pious people, then that greed is different. Inshallah, today we will discuss with our beautiful panel, Hafiz Kaleem Madani, mashallah, Wasim Bhai, and Hafiz Adil with us. We'll start with the blessings of Durood e Pak. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, Man salla alayya yawm al jumu'ati kanat shafa'atullahu indi yawm al qiyamah. Whoever sent peace and blessings upon me on Friday, I will intercede on his behalf on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We'll start with our segment, guest deepers.
Islam is the way of life.
MashaAllah, starting with the letter S, inshallah. Chalein, ye aapko kuch na kuch hint de deni chahiye. So keep sending your right answer, inshallah. Hafiz Adil bhi hain. Adil bhai, please kalam.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah. وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله مدينة مدينة ہمارا مدينة ہمیں جانو دل سے ہے پیارا مدینہ 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 ہمارا مدینہ ہمیں جانو دل سے ہے پیارا مدینہ سہانا سہانا دلارا مدینہ سہانا سہانا دلارا مدینہ سہانا سہانا دلارا مدینہ سہانا سہانا دلارا مدینہ ہر آنکھوں کی آنکھوں کا تارا مدینہ دیوانوں کی آنکھوں کا تارا مدینہ 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 ہمارا مدینہ ہمیں جانو دل سے ہے پیارا مدینہ یہ ہر عاشق مصطفیٰ کہہ رہا ہے 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 ہمیں تو ہے جنت سے پیارا مدینہ ہمیں تو ہے جنت سے پیارا مدینہ 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 ہمارا مدینہ ہر عاشق کی آنکھوں کا تارا مدینہ یہ رنگی فضائیں یہ مہکی ہوائیں 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 معطر معمبر ہے سارا مدینہ معطر معمبر ہے سارا مدینہ 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 ہمارا مدینہ 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 ہمارا مدینہ وہاں پیارا کعبہ یہاں سبز گنبد 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 وہ مکہ بھی میٹھا تو پیارا مدینہ وہ مکہ بھی میٹھا تو پیارا مدینہ 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 ہمارا مدینہ ہمیں جان و دل سے یہ پیارا مدینہ پھروں گرد کعبہ پیوں آب زمزم 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 میں پھر آ کے دیکھوں تمہارا مدینہ میں پھر آ کے دیکھوں تمہارا مدینہ 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 ہمارا مدینہ ہمیں جان و دل سے ہے پیارا مدینہ خدا گر قیامت میں فرمائے مانگو 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 پکارے گے دیوان پیارا مدینہ پکارے گے دیوان پیارا مدینہ مدینے میں آقا ہمیں موت آئے 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 بنے کاش مدفن ہمارا مدینہ بنے کاش مدفن ہمارا مدینہ ضیا پیر و مرشد کے صدقے میں حقا ضیا پیر و مرشد کے صدقے میں آقا ضیا پیر و مرشد کے صدقے میں آقا ضیا پیر و مرشد کے صدقے میں آقا یہ عطار آئے دوبارہ مدینہ یہ عطار آئے دوبارہ مدینہ 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 ہمارا مدینہ ہمیں جان و دل سے ہے پیارا مدینہ
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. انشاءاللہ حافظ کلیم بھائی ول اسٹارٹ دس ٹاپک، ا ویری امپورٹنٹ ٹاپک، بیکاز دیر از اے تھن لائن بٹوین دس گریڈینس، دا گڈ گریڈ اینڈ دا بیڈ گریڈ. سو وی نیڈ ٹو آلویز پونڈر ویئر وی آر اسٹینڈنگ ٹوورز دا گڈ گریڈ اور آن دا سائڈ آف دا بیڈ گریڈ. اٹ آلویز افیکٹ ناٹ اونلی آن یور لائف بٹ آلسو دا پیپل اٹیچ ود یو اینڈ آلسو ان یور سراؤنڈنگ ایز ویل، بیکاز مینی مینی تھنگس ہیپننگ بیکاز آف دا گریڈینس. And inshallah, we will ask Kaleem Madani as well, which greed is good and which greed is bad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sayyid sahab, we are human beings. We are ashraful makhlukat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, we have honored Bani Adam. So insan is the greatest from all the creatures, all of Allah ta'ala's creation. But at the same time, insan, humankind, have many tests ahead of them. During their life, they face so many times where they have to decide between right and wrong. Now, one thing that distinguishes human beings, pious human beings, is their ability to save themselves from vices, from evil, from sins. Angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are created from light, as we know. And they don't have this power to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran tells us, لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ, that they do not disobey whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands them. They do exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them to do. With insan, insan is in a situation or a state where he has the option, he has the ability to choose between right and wrong. And that's what he's judged for. Allah has given him that partial will. Now, if he does good, he obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he can even exceed and go beyond the angels. We're talking about the normal angels, not Rusul and Malaika.
Subhanallah.
But if that very same human being chooses shar, evil, time and time again, then he becomes worse than animals.
Allah.
Even worse than animals. There are so many diseases, there are so many fitan trials, and one of them, the topic of the show today is greed. Now, every insan has greed to a certain extent, some more than others. And greed is of two types. Commonly, when we speak about greed, hirs in the Arabic language, then we think of greed for wealth, greed for mal. But the ulama of Islam say that's only one type of greed. There are various types of greed. So for example, somebody who has greed for wealth, we will say that person is greedy for wealth. If somebody has greed for status, we will say he is greedy for status. If somebody has greed for appreciation and applause from people, we will say he is greedy in that regard. If someone has greed for being respected, for example, by people, this is a certain type of greed. So greed is encompassing. It's not only limited to mal. But generally speaking, when we speak about greed, we speak about wealth. Now, when we look at the life of the Sahaba Ridwanullahi Alayhim Ajma'een, and they were instructed by the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they were nurtured by the Prophet Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, we know that the Prophet Alayhi Salatu Wasalam time and time again encouraged them to adopt eagerness for good deeds and stay away from greed for the world. For example, in one hadith, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the love of the world is the fountainhead, you could say the source of all sins. Once the love of the world enters the heart, then diseases like greed, they come to the fore. They overpower a person. So when Sahaba would receive these instructions, they would live in the dunya, but not for the dunya. Their hearts were attached to the akhirah. So they had a different type of greed, if we can call it that. They had an eagerness for good deeds. Whereas someone has greed for wealth, try to attain as much of it as possible. The Sahaba, because they were thinking about the akhirah, they thought, how can we accumulate as many good deeds as possible? So this was the difference between the pious, the Sahaba, and us today. Unfortunately, we're in a bad state. But greed as well, how is it defined? If someone wants a definition of the greed that we're discussing today. Allah has given you wealth. Allah Ta'ala has given you many, many blessings, but yet you're not satisfied. You're not content. There's no happiness on your part. You still want more. You still want more and more and more. This is that greed which is madmoom, which is reprehensible, which is not praiseworthy in Islam. But for example, somebody has a house, his own personal house. Somebody has a car, several cars. Still, I want more. It would be good if I had 3 houses, 4 houses, if I had this many cars, if, you know, my assets increased. So there's no contentment there. There's no satisfaction there. And because of that, this greed keeps that person restless for more and more and more. Whereas a person who is eager for good deeds, he doesn't think like that. He thinks, Alhamdulillah, whatever Allah Ta'ala has given me, it suffices me. I have clothes on my back. I have food on my plate, on the table. I have shelter. And he is more intrigued or more engaged in trying to accumulate deeds for the hereafter. So the first type of greed, which is solely for the dunya, just to increase material possessions, which if we're honest with ourselves, as soon as we breathe our last, we cut off from all of these worldly possessions. When people pass away, their cars are still in their driveways. They don't go to the grave with them. Their houses are still there. Later on, someone else will occupy that house further down the line. So these worldly possessions, having this never-ending desire to accumulate them and not being happy with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, this is greed. And then there's someone who Allah ta'ala has given the tawfiq to recite Quran, for example. But then he thinks to himself, only if I can recite more Quran. Allah ta'ala has blessed him to give wealth in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he thinks, only if I can give more wealth. So there is the polar opposite. He is accumulating good deeds for having that type of greed, that eagerness. So a greedy person, in terms of the world, is he who wants a long life, but he only wants a long life to accumulate more possessions of the world. Whereas a greedy person for the akhirah, someone who is eager for the akhirah, he only wants a long life so that he can do more good deeds. He can do more charitable acts. He can fast more. He can recite Quran more. He can treat his relatives well. He can serve his parents for a longer duration. This is why he wants a long life. And we have to ask ourselves today, why do we want long lives? Why do we want a life of 80 years, 70 years? Why is that? If it's the case that we want to continue amassing the worldly wealth, then that mindset is wrong. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that if the son of Adam was given two valleys of wealth, he would desire a third one. He would want another one. And the Prophet ﷺ said, the only thing that will satiate that person, the only thing that will fill his stomach, is the soil of. So whoever is saved from greed, Allah Ta'ala has blessed him immensely. In Al-Quran Al-Kareem, we're told, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. That whoever was saved from the greed of his ego, of his lowly self, then that person is successful. Those people are successful. And we have to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He makes us of those who seek to surpass one another in good deeds. Remember, this is not a bad thing. The Sahaba would compete with one another in this regard. The famous account of Sayyidina Umar and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. But greed, we need to stay far away from it. We need to ponder on what is leading to that greed. Is it the fact that we're neglectful of the blessings we have? We look down on the blessings we have. We're always looking at somebody who's above us in society. Because of that, we're not grateful, we're not content, and we're eager to accumulate more wealth. These are questions that we need to ask ourselves. But the bottom line is that greed is something that can lead to destruction, as we will hear.
Asim bhai, greed.
MashaAllah.
Aapko bhi hogi. Achhi, nekiyon ki.
Jiji.
Unhi bhi chahiye, MashaAllah.
So, sir, Alhamdulillah, regarding today's topic, mashallah, beautiful introduction by Hafiz Kaleem sahab, mashallah, Allah bless him, mashallah. Regarding greed, is such a characteristic that every single person has this, whether it's a young person, whether it's an elderly person, middle age, whether it's a man, it's a woman, whether it's a ruler or a subject, whether it's a rich person, even a poor person as well. This is something that every single person will have this characteristic. But it's all about how you use this. If you use this in the good way, then Madina, Madina. But most of the time that what we're seeing today is used for the wrong reasons. If you're using it for the good reasons, for example, look at him. He's reading so much Nawafil. He's reciting so much Durood-e Pak. He's doing this much Ibadat of Allah Azza wa Jal. I want to challenge him. I want to also reach his level. This is a type of good greed. But the one that we mainly see today is regarding greed, regarding affairs in the home. For example, look at his house, look at our house, look at his car, look at our car. I want to gain this, I want to gain that. That's what we're referring to regarding as bad greed. But Shahzad, regarding today's topic, a beautiful hadith that I would like to begin with, that once our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was sitting with the Sahaba ikram, and he mentioned a beautiful incident of the Bani Israel to try to make people understand regarding what greed is. He said that there was a husband and wife, and both of their mothers, coincidentally, they were blind, and they were living with each other, with them as well. So what happened is that the woman's mother, she was not a woman of good character. She would always cause arguments, she would always cause fights in the home. Whereas the man's mother, she was a very pious lady. Now it's mentioned that what happened is that this woman's mother, she would always say to her daughter, get rid of your mother-in-law. Your mother-in-law, she's a bad person, get rid of her. As long as she stays with us, there will always be problems. So this woman now, she would go to her husband and she would on a regular basis say to her husband, get rid of your mother. You know, get her out, get her, mazallah, this is what she used to say. So it's mentioned that one day what happened is, the man, he lost his senses and he took his mother in the middle of a jungle and he left her there. Now what happened is that this old woman, she's all alone in the jungle. Now, and remember Shahzad, she's blind as well. Now it's mentioned that she started to hear sounds of animals. So angel came to her and said to her, "Oh, old woman, what sounds do you hear?" Again, she was a positive woman. She said that, "I am hearing beautiful sounds. I am hearing sounds of animals and they are surrounding me." The angels, their response at that time was, "Then it will also be like this." Now it's mentioned the next day, the wife, she said to her husband, "Go and find your mother. Go and find out what happened with her." So it's mentioned that this son, this unfortunate son, he went to the jungle. He was expecting to find his mother's dead body there. But all of a sudden, he sees a beautiful scene. He sees his mother is alive and all these animals, they're surrounding his mother. So he said to her, that, "What's happened to you?" She goes, "Oh, my unfortunate son, you tried to destroy me. You tried to kill me. But Allah Azza wa Jal, He has blessed me with the wealth of all these animals." Those that are from Pakistan and these kind of countries, we know that, you know, animals, they're a huge wealth. People, they see animals like huge amount of money. So it's mentioned that the son had greed. He brought his mother home with all these animals. Now the wife, she's standing at the door.
She's expecting that my husband is going to bring my mother-in-law's dead body back home. But she's astonished. She sees that there's this woman, my mother-in-law, she's coming, all these animals around her. She says to her husband, where did these come from? He says, Allah has blessed her with all this wealth. So then now they're happy. Now Shasab, what happens here is now the greed comes in. She says to her husband that your mother has bought all this wealth back for us. Now today take my mother. My mother take her to the jungles and tomorrow she will also bring wealth as well. That's exactly what he did. He took his mother-in-law now. He took her to the jungle and all of a sudden he left her there and everything like that. Now this old woman, the troublemaker in other words, the one that would cause arguments and everything, she hears these sounds of animals. Now she was a negative woman. The angel also came to her. The angel said to her, the old woman, what do you hear? She goes, they're not good sounds. She started to complain. The angel said, then it will be like that. Now it's mentioned that the animals, they attacked her then and she passed away. Now what happened is the opposite now. The son-in-law goes to the jungle now. He's expecting that the way my mother got a huge amount of wealth yesterday, now my mother-in-law will also get a huge amount of wealth. It's mentioned he went to the jungle. He never found animals, but he found his mother's dead body there. It's mentioned that his wife, she fell down and she also passed away. So this lesson, that this message that has been mentioned regarding from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam holds huge value. First of all, regarding greed. If you are going to dig a hole for someone else, most of the time you will also fall into that hole. People, Shasa, what happens today is that they dig holes for other people. He's going to fall into this hole. But what in reality happens, it comes in the hadith as well, that the person falls into the hole himself. This is a message for all of us. If we're trying to do bad to someone, most of the time that bad will happen to that person, it will happen to us. So this is the first lesson. The second lesson is regarding greed. What did this daughter do? What did this son-in-law do? They tried to be greedy for wealth. And he tried to kill his mother and she tried to get a huge amount of wealth. But what happened is that they fell into their own hole. This is exactly what greed is. A person, he wants more and more and more. Even though the person, like Hafiz Abba said, he's maybe got 3 homes, but he wants the 5th home. He's got 3 cars, he wants the 5th car. So what happened, Shah Sahib, is that greed is such a thing that even if you then achieve your goal, for example, one person has got 1 house, he's greedy for the 2nd house. Now, even though he will achieve that 2nd house, he will always want more. The heart is designed like this, that whatever happens, you always want more and more and more. Even Shasab, you see, a person's on his deathbed, he wants more at that time. A person knows he's going to pass away soon, even at that time, he wants more and more. So this greed is such a thing, that you always want more and more and more. And this is why the ulama, like Hafiz Abba mentioned as well, that this is why we need to change our approach. Instead of focusing on the materialistic stuff of this dunya, we need to focus on what really counts, and that is good deeds. So this is, inshallah, azawajal, what we will further speak about later on in the program, inshallah.
You know, these greed for the world, greed for the wealth, they always bring problems in the society, even in their own houses as well. Because of these greediness, people never find the peace of the life as well. Mm-hmm. They always in some kind of destruction, always in some kind of stress as well because of the greediness. They want this, they want this, they never be satisfied. If you're not satisfied, then you never find peace in your life. One major problem in our life is that we are not satisfied with our own life because of the greediness. What Allah Almighty has given you should be thankful for that. But the problem is because greediness overpowers us in every aspect, either it's a matter of your job, your wealth, your house, your car, or anything. Or this house, I need to be this. If this house, I need to be this. This dress, I need to be this dress. So your desires never finish. Mm. You know, the need is different and desire is different. Needs can be fulfilled easily, even for the poor people, for the beggars. But the desire never be fulfilled even for the kings as well. So you need to see that desires and need, there is a big difference. And because of the greediness, many, many crimes happening in our society. Mm. Many, many destructions happening in our society. You know, people are killing each other. Brother killing each other. Why? One of the reasons is because of the greediness. They want to grab the wealth. They want to grab the other, what the bounties he has. Usse lena chahta, uski wajah se jo is lalaj ki wajah se kehta hai, lalaj make you blind.
And it opens many doors of sins as well. Like jealousy, hatred, and many, many other doors of sins. It opens, and what's the root cause? Is due to greed.
Family break easily because of the greediness. Kitni wajah se? Ek inch ki zameen ki wajah se 10 years, 20 years, 30 years ki, not on friendship, even the family members, they are separate from each other because of the greediness, officer. It's not a good thing.
Yes, as Simbai mentioned, yourself mentioned that greed leads to many other vices and sins as well. Just reading a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is in Sahih Muslim. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned fear oppression, because on the day of judgment, oppression will take on the form of darkness. And the Prophet alaihi wasallam said, refrain from, protect yourself from greed. Why? Because greed destroyed many nations before you. Many nations that came before us, they were destroyed because of greed. And what did greed lead them to? They would unlawfully kill people, and this would incite them to do haram. So just as we were discussing that greed, it starts off with that greed. When that greed is not satiated, when we can't attain what we want, then ma'adallah, a person may become jealous of someone else, may start to hate someone else, want to try and harm someone else. Now, a narration which is in Tafsir Tabari, this narration, Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu says, there was a person who was doing tawaf of Baytullah al-Haram, Khanai Kaaba, and he was making a dua, "Oh Allah, save me from the greed of my nafs." He kept repeating that, he wasn't saying anything else besides that. And someone asked that, "Huzoor, this is the only dua you're making, you're not saying anything else?" Like, they wanted to know the reason why. And he replied, "If I am saved from the greed of my nafs, then you can consider it that I am saved from many other sins." He even mentions that if I'm saved from the greed of my nafs, then I won't steal, I won't commit adultery, and I won't do any such sin.
In simple word, if only we are greedy for the hereafter, like we are greedy for this dunya, Allah, then things is different. It's about the intention as well. Somebody just getting even the Islamic knowledge just to show off, just to go, okay, nahi yaar, usne kiya zara, main bhi zara karke dikhaun, aur phir main dekhta hu kaun kya. Ye cheeze phir wo hai ki ye phir aapko tabahi ki taraf hi leke jayenge. Kyunki three habits destroy a man, a woman: greedy, envy and pride. Ye wo teen cheeze hai jo insaan ko barbaad kar deti hai. Ab chahe, ab wo kehte hai na ki takabbur jo hai na, chahe wo daulat ka ho, husn ka ho, knowledge ka ho, इबादत का हो, घर का हो, गाड़ी का हो, हत्ता के इबादत का ही क्यों ना हो या तकवे का ही क्यों ना दिखाओ, ये तकब्बुर बर्बाद कर देता है इंसान को. तो तकब्बुर नहीं करना चाहिए. ये चीज़ें लालच की वजह से ही पैदा होती हैं इंसान के अंदर. इसलिए बंदे को जड़ से ही चीज़ों को ख़त्म करना चाहिए. द रूट कॉज जो होता है ना, वी नीड टू फाइंड दैट. ऊपर पानी डालने से होता है ना, वो अक्सर निगरानी शुरा फरमाते हैं कि पत्तों पे पानी डालने से कुछ नहीं होता, असल में जो है वो जड़, जो रूट्स होते हैं ना, उनमें पानी डाला जाता है, ग्रोथ वहां से होती है. जो प्रॉब्लम्स की जड़ है, बेसिकली जो रूट्स है, वी नीड टू हाईलाइट दीज थिंग एंड स्टॉप फ्रॉम देयर. ऊपर से खाली रोकने से तो टेम्पररी होगा, फिर प्रॉब्लम आ जाएगी. असल में तो रूट कॉज खत्म करना है ना. एक बंदे को बीमारी की वजह यही है कि भाई वो जब घी वाले पराठे खाता है तो उसका गला खराब हो जाता है. अब उसको टेम्पररी तौर पर जो है वो ठीक है जी, आज नहीं खाया भाई, ठीक हो गया, ये दवाई ले लो. उसने दवाई ली, ठीक हो गया, लेकिन वो चीज़ छोड़ी नहीं है. हफ्ते के बाद फिर खाया, फिर प्रॉब्लम हो गया, फिर दवाई खाई, फिर ठीक हो गया. तो असल में तो रूट कॉज है ना. जो रूट कॉज को पकड़ लेंगे तो प्रॉब्लम ख़त्म कर सकते हैं. तो रूट कॉज जो होती है वो हमारी ग्रीडीनेस है. अल्लाह हमारे हाल पर रहम फरमाए. मूव ऑन टू अ फर्स्ट पैकेज, कनीज़ फातिमा, ठंडी चीज़ें. चलो ये ठंडी चीज़ों की बात हो रही थी, ठंडी चीज़ें खाने से क्या होगा. नाउ वॉच अ ब्यूटीफुल पैकेज फॉर यू, कनीज़ फातिमा.
Kaniz Fatima, good girl. Kaniz Fatima, girl. Everyone loves her.
What should I do? This. What should I do? What should I do? Why not make some fresh juice? Tasty and yummy fresh juice. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Mm. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Sweet and fresh juice. It is yummy and delicious. Sister once told me something. What was it?
The final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, a person does not become a complete believer until he doesn't like for others what he likes for himself.
Let me make some juice for sister as well. Is that an earthquake?
What was that?
Oh no!
Did you get hurt?
Of course I'm hurt. If someone falls, wouldn't they get hurt?
But how did the glass break?
The glass slipped from my hand and it broke.
That's not what I'm asking.
Then what are you asking?
I'm asking you, how exactly did you fall down?
Then why don't you say that? You're more worried about the glass than me.
My dear and beloved sister, I'm more worried about you. What if you got hurt by this glass?
Actually, I was just making some juice for you, and the glass slipped out my hand and broke. I didn't break it on purpose.
My dear sister, you're still too young. You should not try to make anything in the kitchen on your own. It's dangerous for you. Remember that Mum told you before as well, that you are not allowed to open kitchen drawers on your own. Allah Almighty gets angry when you disobey your parents, and if the glass had fallen on your foot, it could have injured your foot as well. You could have been in a lot of pain, but Allah Almighty saved you. Alhamdulillah, you did not get injured or harmed in any way. Children of your age should come to the kitchen with a mum or elder sister, so that you can assist and help them.
Jazakillahu khaira.
In the respect of azan, stop your conversation and all your activities and reply to the azan and earn abundant reward.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Okay, you go get ready for Salah, and I'll just clean the kitchen, then come off for Salah.
Can I ask you something?
Yes, go ahead.
I can't understand one thing.
What is it that you can't understand?
Today when I fell down, neither did you make fun of me, nor did you laugh at me. Once before, I fell down outside, and all the kids started to laugh at me.
This is a very bad thing. Allah Almighty states that, O believers, men should not laugh at other men. It is possible that they are better than those who are laughing at them. And neither should women laugh at other women. It is possible that they are better than those laughing women.
Jazakillahu khaira. What a beautiful thing you just mentioned. By the way, where did you learn all this from?
Ameen. These beautiful teachings are taught to us by our beautiful religion, Islam. Riker, here, have some water. What's wrong? Why have you suddenly got so much cough? Oh, you've got a very high temperature.
I don't know how I got a cough and a high temperature.
I will tell you how you got so much high temperature and so much cough. When you drink such icy, chilled and cold juice in such a weather that keeps changing all the time, then obviously all this will happen. The final messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, has said that value your health before the illness. Dear children, we should also be careful in what we eat in the changing weather so that we can stay healthy.
Hello, Alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kanis Fatima, good girl, kya farma rahi hai?
She was teaching us about the importance of precautions when eating certain food items, cold foods, you could say desserts, things like that as well. Generally, when we speak about this topic, we know that Islam preaches about prevention. Prevention is better than cure. This is a famous saying. They say, develop the habit of refraining before you're forced to do that. Meaning, whilst you're healthy, if you're able to refrain from these things, then you can live a life of bliss and ease. Otherwise, there'll come a time where the doctor will say to you, if you continue like this, then you're going to seriously harm yourself. He'll probably put you on medications. And it's unfortunate because nowadays, a lot of people are being afflicted with diabetes and all sorts of illnesses from a young age. I mean, this wasn't heard of before. It was understood that when a person reaches a certain age, is inactive, he probably is afflicted with illnesses. But now youngsters, because of this this trend and this culture of eating desserts all the time, eating fast food, cold food items as well, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in a hadith that there are two blessings that people are neglectful of. Now, most people are neglectful of them. And one, good health, and number two, free time. So these are two things that we would neglect the most. Our health, I think, oh, we're healthy, we're strong, we're not old yet. What illness is going to come close to us? And before you know it, a person goes for a blood test and he's told his cholesterol is high and he's borderline and he's got this illness that is nearly afflicting him. So we have to be very, very cautious. And this is a wisdom of a believer as well, or the intelligence of a believer, knowing what to do. If a child is eating sweets or toffees or something like a dessert, and you tell them off, and they're stubborn, that's a different matter. But when you're an adult, when you're responsible, then you should be more responsible. Because you know that nobody's going to come and tell you like your parents used to tell you. Now you have to take the initiative, eat healthily, avoid things that harm your body if you want to live a healthy life as a practicing Muslim.
MashaAllah. Kalam sunte hain Adil bhai se kuch, and then inshaAllah, hamara kuch segments unki taraf badhenge.
کاش میں بن جاؤں مدینے کا مسافر کاش میں بن جاؤں مدینے کا مسافر پھر روتی ہوئی کو بارا چلی ہو پھر روتی ہوئی تکو بارا چلی ہو اے کاش مدینے میں مجھے موت یوں آئے تیری سر ہو میری روح چلی ہو عطار ہمارا ہے ہمارا ہے ہمارا عطار ہمارا ہے سر حشر سے کھا دستے شگ بدحا سے یہی چھی ملی ہو دستے شگ بدحا سے یہی چھی ملی ہو
Which is the best Ruh Sharif?
The best Durood Sharif mentioned in hadith is Durood Ibrahimi. But there are so many different ones. Durood Shifa, there's Durood Taj, so many different types. So whatever you're comfortable with, whatever is easy for you. Some of the Durood Sharifs obviously may have difficult wordings for certain people to pronounce. So stick to one that you're comfortable with. And this is something we should have eagerness for as well, greed for as well. Bakhil is the one who hears the name of the Prophet ﷺ but doesn't recite Salat upon him. So we have to be greedy in this regard as well.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, it's time for our segment, Guess the Word.
Islam is the way of life.
Allahu Akbar. Yeah, please have.
Letter A.
A.
S.
It's not S.
I.
أي
شو
إي
إي
تي
تي
أو
نو أو
أم
أم
بي بي
بي
N
N Adil bhai phir kamal
D D
D
K K
K
R
R
सी
अदील भाई तो फिर सी लाना है इन्होंने
एल
एल क्या बात है जी एल
एफ
एफ
के
इसमें ए और आता है
जी A. पता नहीं आप
ए
ए चले जी यामली दूसरा ये क्यों सोचा पहले जी क्या होगा अच्छा बताएं टाइम अदिल भाई
हैच
हैच क्या बात है ये आप तो कमाल कर दिया अदील वैसे कोई उम्मीद नहीं लेकिन अब भी कुछ कर सकते हैं भरोसा नहीं है
एल
एल क्या बात है माशाल्लाह जी आई थिंक फर्स्ट टाइम हुआ स्ट्रीम सुभान अल्लाह अच्छा सल्लू अला हबीब हर साल होता है एक दफा
नहीं अभी जब से सिलसिले माशाल्लाह तो अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह
क्या बात है नॉलेज में इजाफा हो रहा है माशाल्लाह चले वसीम भाई
A.
A.
S.
क्या बात है ये सब S पे चले जाते
M.
M.
E.
E.
I.
अच्छा आगे पीछे हो गया चलें के आगे पीछे चले कोई बात नहीं
थी
थी चले जी थी
और
आर जी वसीम भाई
आई
आई
एल
एल
हेच
हेच इट्स नो हेच इन द
N.
There's no N in there. फिर अदिल भाई पे गाड़ी आ गई
जी
जी क्या जी क्या बात है जी जी
N. Oh, N. Sorry, N-O, N-O. F.
F.
O.
No O.
U.
It's no U.
Another A.
Another A. Chalein ji, another A.
Is C.
C. Chalein. C to Adil bhai ka hota hai. Ji. C bhai.
D.
D. G. Adil bhai.
J.
J. Dictionary mein nahi hoga. Allah ne J dal diya.
Chalo, maine pehle.
Adil bhai, jo marzi dal de kya? Ji Abhi sahab. We commonly use this word. English mein kuch aur hai. But in Urdu, we use this.
Oh, the Urdu word. Okay, okay. H
already ho gaya.
H ho gaya. Dobara likh deta hu ye.
F.
Dobara F iske niche.
Ji Adil bhai.
P.
P ya ya. Aap kya hua?
Nahi kya bataye na fir.
Sir. K. K.
K.
K is the name.
K. लिखा हुआ है नहीं है
नहीं
लगता है फंस गए क्या हुआ
पी
बार बार वही करे यार चलो कोई भाई एक चांस और दिया
वाई
वाई चलो जी वाई
डब्ल्यू
डब्ल्यू आज तो भाई कुछ खा के आए अभी भाई
चला गया
अब सब पहुंच गए ऐसे बीच में क्या आएगा डब्ल्यू तो इन्होंने छक्का मार दिया है अब आखिरी बॉल पे बोल्ड हो जाएंगे अदील भाई नो अल्लाह अकबर
वी नो 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 नो
अरे कितने सारे व्यूवर्स भी ना दे नो द राइट आंसर ना हमें मैसेज आ रहे
इसमें कोई डबल है लेटर इसमें
जी नहीं आप क्या बनाना चाह रहे चले कोई गलती क्या होगी बताएं टाइम टाइम नहीं इतना
कुछ नहीं बन रहा
तो कुछ नहीं बन रहा तो चले कुछ तो बनाना है ना क्या होगा टाइम
डब्ल्यू लिख दे दोबारा
जी
क्यू
क्यू क्या बात है अभी साहब तक्वा वाइटी सल्लू अलल हबीब सल्लल्लाहु तआला अला मुहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम चले जी इंशाल्लाह जी आप सब दिखाइएगा अहमद
चले जी
اے رضا یہ احمد نوری کا فیض نور ہے ہو گئی میری غزل پڑھ کر قصیدہ
سبحان اللہ
کاش
اے کاش میں مدینے کے اے کاش میں بن جاؤں مدینے کے مسافر
اور پھر
اے کاش میں بن جاؤں مدینے کا مسافر روتی ہوئی تیبہ کو بارات چلی ہو
جی
دین
دین
تھوڑا سا
بڑے باپ ایسی مائک پکڑ لے تو آتا پھر کچھ نہیں ہے
تھوڑا سا اشارہ کر
تھوڑا کیا اشارہ کر آپ کر کے بھی صحیح نہیں سناتا
کرو مد ہے عین دول رضا پڑے اس بلا میں میری بلا کرو مد ہے اہل دول رضا پڑے اس بلا میں میری بلا میں گدا ہوں اپنے کریم کا میں گدا ہوں اپنے کریم کا میرا دین پار رائنا نہیں صلو علیہ وآلہ صلو علیہ وآلہ
لیکن رضا نے اس پہ ختم سخن کر دیا اس سے پہلے کچھ ہے یاد ہے
لیکن رضا نے ختم سخن اس پہ کر دیا خالق کا بندہ خلق کا آقا کہوں تجھے
اجازت
یہ تو سنائی دے وسیم
انشاءاللہ مجھے مدینہ کی دو اجازت نبی رحمت شفیع
سبحانک
مجھے مدینہ کی دو اجازت نبی رحمت شفیع امت پلاؤ بلوا کے جام الفت نبی رحمت شفیع امت سفر کہوں کہ مالک ہو مولا کہوں تجھے سرور کہوں کہ مالک ہو مولا کہوں تجھے باغ خلیل کا گل زیبا کہوں تجھے اللہ رے تیرے جس میں منور کتاب شے اللہ رے تیرے جس میں منور کتاب شے اے جانے جاں میں جانے تجلّا کہوں تجھے اے جانے جاں میں جانے تجلّا کہوں تجھے اے جانے جاں میں جانے تجلّا کہوں تجھے
رائٹ آنسر چلائیے گا جی The right answer is student. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life.